What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Thursday, the 22nd of October. Hope you're well. This is the penultimate episode of the week. That means it's the last one before the last one of the week. Mad, isn't it? It's a weird word. Useless word. It doesn't even make any sense. When you go on to comedy night, you go, I'm the penultimate act. And then before that, you go, after that, they go, and the headliner. So the penultimate act is the last one. And this is the last but last episode of the week. So stick around, make sure you're back here this time tomorrow. Otherwise, you'll get detention or you'll be told off. Anyway, what is the news? The news starts with McDonald's is selling thousands of meals out of date. Loads of food that's out of date. McDonald's food doesn't fucking go out of date. McDonald's food is shit from the moment it's presented to 30, 40 years later. It just doesn't change. It's exactly the same as it was. You've seen that? There was a bloke who kept a hamburger in his shed for 25 years and he looked absolutely no different to the day that he put it in there. So it's got its own, it hasn't got a date. It's just basically like a piece of plastic. So, but everyone's getting up in arms because they've been selling meals out of date for, more than a month past their best before dates. Best before, I mean, it's not like used by, is it? It's got that kind of, it's got a little bit longer to go, but you wouldn't know, would you? It's all just fucking, you know, it's not the kind of food that's going to really stand out as being off. Let's put it that way. As I said, it's off from the fucking moment it's, at the moment it's put in frozen, when because they freeze it and send it around the world, don't they? So yeah, if you're a McDonald's fan, you're not there for the fucking Michelin star anyway, are you? You're there for the fucking cheap. It's where the poor people can have a slap-up banquet. That's, you know, unfortunately. And it is good for a one-off. It, you know, any kind of junk food's good for a one-off, but you wouldn't want to eat McDonald's every day. I can't remember that film now, but your body just starts turning to shit, doesn't it? That Super Size Me guy. He showed it and he was having checks with the doctors and everything. They were going, oh, I wouldn't keep doing this if I was you. And you'll end up looking like the fattest man in England that was in the paper yesterday. 60 stone lump that was airlifted out of his bedroom off to hospital because I don't even know why they airlifted him. He was obviously ill. But, you know, how's he go to the toilet and how's he go to, how's he get to his phone? People should just keep his phone away from him so he can't use the Deliveroo. Should ban him from Deliveroo. But anyway, he must have spent thousands. Imagine what he could have done with all that money. Drugs, hookers, parties, holidays, everything. Instead, his thing was pie and chips, egg and chips, McDonald's, Burger King. Anyway, as long as you're happy. I don't think he was very happy being fucking shamed, being lifted out of his house. But then again, I think he's gone past being given a fuck, to be fair. It's probably like he doesn't even know. You know, you just don't know how you got somewhere. When you go out for one drink and you find yourself out 3 days later and you don't know how the fuck you got there. How did I get here off my brains, middle of nowhere, miles from home, no money, don't know where I am. How did I get here? I only popped out for one drink. It's like that. But he's done it on a fucking fat basis. Anyway, a knackered mum is being driven mad by her next door neighbour's knocky-knocky sessions. Noisy knocky sessions. Not, that's not him next door. I tell you what, living next door to him as well, the fat man. Living next door to him, you'd probably be like kept up all night by him eating, but constantly eating, constantly chewing. And going, because he enjoys it. Anyway, this woman's getting maybe the same noises coming because this is a noisy nookie sessions. So, what? There's one particular act in particular that I could think would make those kind of noises as well. I'll leave that one to your imagination. So yeah, she's being pissed off by the people next door who are having a great time. She's obviously not having a great time, so it's a bit of a pisser, isn't it, when somebody's having the time of their life, sex-wise, and you're just like watching Countryfile or watching the Antique Roadshow, and that's all going on next door. It's not fair, is it? You're better off just fucking saying, banging on the wall, say, look, if I can't join in, I'm going to have to report you to the police for noise. There was somebody that got reported to the police yesterday. I was in the paper yesterday. I forgot to talk about it. But it was somebody whose dog was in the garden, and somebody recorded it, and it barked 900 times. Obviously, the dog was pissing them off, so they've decided to record it. And it barked 900 times in an hour. 900 times. You'd just fucking want to shoot it, wouldn't you? You want to put it down. Even the fucking... even the best animal lover would want to put a bullet in its head or boot its head off. And it's not like, you know, totally out of character. It's one of them things that you just flip. It's been going on for years and years and years, and then all of a sudden you flip over something really small, but it ends up being resulting in something really serious. You know, you just got to be up in front of a judge that knows. You go, the judge has to have a guy next door with a fucking annoying dog, and they go, you know what? I don't care that you killed them all, killed all the family, screwdriver in their head, killed the dog, blew their house up. I don't bother, my next door neighbour, he's got a shit dog. I tell you what, I'm totally with you. I'm gonna let you go free on a caution. Don't do it again. What's it called? There's a shit program. Sounds shit. Britain's top carpenter. I mean, at the end of the day, we've got it for everything now, haven't we? Talent. Britain's got talent. Britain hasn't got talent half the time. X Factor. Most people have not got the fucking X Factor. And then now we've got this other programme. Everyone's highlighting their skills. You've got the sewing bee one. You've got the baking. Now you've got one for carpentry. You've got one for fucking everything. They're going to have one for podcast yet. I'm going to fucking win that one, I tell you. Get me on it. Podcasts off the top of your head. Bang. Fucking thing. Anyway, this guy's gone on there. And his face is full of tattoos. And there's one tattoo which nobody noticed, which was a Nazi tattoo. And he's got it tattooed on his face, and they were going to kick him off because they said he's got a tattoo. And he said, it's not a Nazi tattoo, it's a tribute to my late dad. That was his excuse. And his dad's got in touch and said, I'm not dead, I'm alive. So he's fucked his excuse up, so he's definitely got the boot now. So now he's a Nazi and a liar, a Nazi liar. What a thing to come out with. Must have been, was it on the spur of the moment or what? Surely he had some time to think. This was in the newspaper before fucking he found out. Surely he had some time to come up with a decent excuse. He was obviously thick. Don't listen to my podcast because you look quite mean. I don't want you coming around here and having a go at me for calling you a thick Nazi liar. Anyway, what was the last one? Tracksuit bottoms are... being hard to find, apparently. We've gone crazy buying all the toilet rolls, and now we're buying up all the tracksuit bottoms. So all through the lockdown, everyone was buying loads of comfy clothes to sit around the house in. That sounds like fun. That's what people are just saying. Well, fuck it. If we've got to stay in the house all day, we might as well get fucking comfy. That's for sure. So they started buying up, and now all the tracksuit bottoms are disappearing. I've got to say, I actually agree, because I tried to buy some the other day, and it was nothing to do. I just need some. Not for sitting around the house, I need some for fucking running around. I couldn't find any in my size. So there you go. True, there you go. There you go. Again, I said it twice. It's true, is what I meant to say. So yeah, but all the comfy clothes, so toilet roll. What's next? Toilet roll, jogging bottoms. What's next? What's the next thing on the list? Condoms, I said, have gone down in sales because nobody was having sex. Horlicks, has that gone up? People just... Sex has just gone off the menu, hasn't it? So Horlicks, maybe people trying to go to bed early, so they're fucking... Or whiskey, beer, that all went up, didn't it? Cocaine sales were down, apparently. The dealers couldn't get around. Right, where are we? Last one I'm going to do today. You want a short... Short and sweet. Was it the last one? Britain's randiest duck is terrorising takeaway delivery drivers. What's he trying to do? Shag them? It'd have to be, wouldn't it? Otherwise, what's the point in saying it's a randy duck? How does a duck try and shag somebody? Oh, no, dog. I've seen dogs trying to fucking... we all have, haven't we? Dogs trying to shag you. I've seen dogs who've even had their... had their bits cut off, and they're still trying to shag your leg. So the fucking obviously hasn't worked, has it? You've just destroyed the dog by taking his fucking dick away, but you've left him horny. That's not right. That's not right. If you're going to fucking take his dick away, you've got to take his horniness away. You can't fucking be going around trying to shag people with no dick. That's fucking bullshit. So this duck's going around and he's trying to shag. I wonder if he's got like a duck hard on sticking out. Maybe that's why they're saying that he's chasing everybody with a big duck hard on. A big Daffy Duck. Who knows? Anyway, I should read it, but I haven't got time. So you'll have to use your imagination on that one. Right, last two I'm going to do then. Busted have made a comeback. Why am I mentioning them? Busted, I'm only mentioning them because I think everybody should write off to them and say, don't release any more music, please. We've all grown up. We don't want to hear it. Busted, the band, are doing a double whammy and they're going to hit the charts with a new song or two new songs. So I'll be avoiding those charts at all costs, not just on the back of the basis of them, just because it's that kind of chart. If they can get in it, imagine what the rest of the fucking charts are like. Anyway, I was never a Busted fan. Never, I've never been to the year 3000. What was that song? Been to the year 3000? Not going to be... And then I met your great-great-great-granddaughter. Something like that. Writing was Pulitzer Prize winning, I don't think. Anyway, last one after a week, last one of the day, last one of the penultimate episode. If I can see what it is. Oh, the British spend more than 30 days, I've cut it off, more than 30 days of their lives whinging about the weather. I think it's 30 days, it might be longer, could be 90 days. But Brits spend more than 90 or 30 days of their lives whinging about the weather. Well, I'll tell you what, it's been really nice today. It's been shit all week. It's been raining. The other day, I was ready to moan, but today, it's been nice. Been nice and sunny. Crisp is what we like to say. So, but believe me, you're going to hear me moaning about the weather onwards over the next 6 months, because it's England and we don't get good weather. Right, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later. Bye.